Good morning, lovely listeners, and hello, Kim. Ooh, I switched it up there.
You did. Oh, good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Today, we had some heavy stuff starting to come up, and then it turned into a game. Just like we talk about trying to turn things in, either having fun with it, being playful with it. Where do we go? Where do we begin, Joe?
I'll say this. This popped into my head. I heard this a couple of weeks ago, and it's been very, very helpful that when we're being very serious or very heavy about life, we are stuck in our thoughts and our emotions. We are actually not experiencing life. We are experiencing like a loop of our thoughts and our emotions.
Ooh, yes. Yeah, they're going ding, 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 ding. Oh my goodness. So we're talking. Oh my goodness. Wow. I got a lot of things going through my head all of a sudden, like dumping in. Like we're, yeah. Whew. How would it feel to walk into a room, to walk into a party and literally say, "Hey, welcome. Hi, how you doing? What are you here to teach me today? What are you here to like help me understand or learn?" Like, how would that feel if you, a listener, were to walk into a room and literally be approached by somebody, or you went up to somebody and said, "Hey, what are you here to teach me?" How would that feel?
When you ask that question, I'm almost like kind of dumbfounded. Like, I don't even know what to say to that. If someone walked out, I saw myself in we're coming into the holidays.
Yeah.
So I saw myself in that kind of a holiday setting. Okay, party, it's a unique time of year. And so I was in that party and someone walked up and said, "Hello, what are you here to teach me today?" And I was like, I don't know what to say because it's so different. It's such a different, I did not see that coming. My expectations are blown. All of my like pre-made responses don't apply.
Right.
But I'm also really intrigued and like very present and like kind of excited. Like, what am I here to teach you? I have no idea.
But that's what actually happens in these holiday moments or even gatherings, our interactions with Jill and I together. We're teaching each other stuff as we're coming on to these daily messages, and we're helping you. And a lot of you are actually helping us learn stuff too. You're teaching us. So it's constantly moving the energies of knowledge, experiences. It's always in the move. But when we stay stuck, like when all of a sudden it was just like so much going in the head, yeah, we don't move energy then.
And when we're not moving energy, that's when we start to create stories, we start to generate emotion, and we are on our way often to getting, I'm going to like air quote it, like sick. Because sick could
Yes.
take a lot of different forms. It could be a physical sickness. It could be that we're degrading our mental wellness. We're like, spinning down into the toilet, basically, if you will, or the sewer. And it's that, like you said, the energy isn't moving. That's what learning, what are you here to teach me? Learning, growing, understanding. What do some people call aha moments? We've called it oha moments. That's all energy moving forward or upwards, if you will. And I feel like I want to bring up this time of year, Kim, here's a very concrete example that I believe people are going to encounter. It's kind of like at the party, except you're not at a party, you're just in your own party in your life. And you're walking through the day and all of a sudden something walks up to you. It's an idea. It's like, hey, everyone's going to get sick. It's cold and flu season. Everyone's going to get sick soon. It's going to happen. Okay. And if you look at that and go, hey, what are you here to teach me? You can move that energy of cold and flu season, if you will, to a different direction if you want, by becoming playful with it. you could get stuck in the thoughts and emotions of it, stick the energy, freeze it, stuck it.
Yep.
And agree, which is agreement, basically, and then we know what's going to happen from that. The you or others Correct. That you know. Right?
Yep. Oh, a lot of viruses are literally like stuck emotions, stuck emotional patterns, stuck judgments, stuck jealousy is even there, stuck anger. That's a lot of viruses.
Yep, stuck stories, you know. I know I realized years ago, I don't get the cold flu season regularly. I broke that agreement years ago in my life. I'm human. I have my moments where I get sick, but it's not a common thing for me. And the moment someone starts saying it's cold and flu season, instantaneous in me, I'm just like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm not in denial, but I'm not, you know, I'm like, it's not something I want to play with. What I did realize though, Kim, is when I have gotten sick, it was more about that I actually needed a break. And that was the way that I was willing to give myself permission, if you will, to get a break. That like life was getting too heavy. It was getting too serious. It was getting too much. And rather than just taking a break, I had to agree to getting sick. Now that's my experience. I've become aware of that. I looked at it one day and I said, hey, what are you here to teach me? And I realized, I'm like, you know, when I start feeling worn down and start feeling like I might be getting a cold or something, I like decide early on to kick into prevention, if you will, and do certain things to make sure that, you know, I'm learning from that and staying healthy. It's to the best of my ability. And I don't always get it right. Air quote, right, there isn't a right, but I don't always avoid it. I sometimes still get a little bit, you know, of a downturn, but I sure don't get like the crud, as I hear some people. Have you ever heard someone call it that? Oh, I got the crud again.
Yep. And I will tell you, nowadays, there is no cold or flu season anymore. It's literally all year long. it's always happening. It's just sometimes it's a little bit more, people talk about it more, and they tend to talk about it more around holidays.
When there's more stress. And
yep. Yep. So just one little quick thing too. If you don't want to go to Christmas, say, and you don't want to see certain people, prior to that experience, you probably had a memory or a thought or something that happened possibly in the past. It doesn't mean a traumatic happening, but something in the past, they helped you realize something within yourself. So I'm going to pick on, say, jealousy. Maybe somebody was wearing something that was gorgeous in the past, and now for whatever reason, they triggered something inside of me where I didn't feel gorgeous maybe that day. That I've seen them, I felt like underdressed. So now I don't want to go to a party where they're going to be at. It has nothing really to do with them. They were just wearing what they wanted to wear. But I was insecure how I was, what I was wearing, and maybe I'm still insecure what I'm going to wear to that party or event. So like sometimes your memories serve you really good if you just ask in your head, was there something, and has that person helped you learn something about yourself? That's what they're teaching us. We're teaching each other.
Yep.
So it's more like, okay, release your own judgment towards yourself that you didn't dress the way you thought. Maybe you could have dressed a little bit better. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It was in the past.
Release
you get to choose them now.
Yeah, release the emotion around it too. Like, it's okay, you felt. So the judgment. So if I were to say, like, you felt in that scenario that you just gave, Kim, you felt jealousy.
Yep.
You were told somewhere along your life, don't feel jealous. So then you judged yourself. Oh, you just felt jealousy, Kim. Oh, judging myself. Oh, you felt jealousy. Now you're starting, you're lost in your thoughts and your emotions. You're not actually experiencing life. You're not learning. You're not growing. You're stuck in those thoughts and emotions.
Yep.
And when you, Kim, you're so skilled at this, you play with this stuff. You stop that. You interrupt that cycle all the time. And you do. You look at things and go, hello, what are you here to teach me?
Yep. And it's fun when you actually play with it in your head. You're like, whoa, you just did that to yourself. Wow.
And the other thing about it is it's actually way easier to interrupt that thought and emotion and do what we just said. Hello, why are you here? What are you here to teach me? It's way easier and more enjoyable. And yet time and time and time again, we'll go down the thought, the emotion, the sickness, the this, the that. And it's really like, let's play,
Matrix.
People. Right?
Yep.
Let's play. This holiday season, let's play as much as we can with our own thoughts, our own emotions, our own experiences, where we look at it and go, hello, what are you here to teach me? And it just makes you giggle when you say it. Say it to people, say it to yourself, say it to your animals, to the person that cuts you off on the road.
Yep. And sometimes the message won't be right there when they cut you off the road, but it's okay. Just take a deep breath and say, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We'll just go along with this one. All right. We're just moving. We're still moving. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have fun with this message, and we'll talk to you again soon.